everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. I'm sorry, 97.1 FM Talk. There you go. Sorry, fine, $50. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday. Nice to see you, dude.
I have never been fined.
Yes, look at you. And we're going to be on TV next Wednesday, so check it out on KCAL Channel 9. Yes, look at you.
Do we have to re-juxtapose the news at 9 next Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. I think we're, I don't know if we'll do news at 9 next Wednesday.
Because we're at a news venue? Is that a rule?
Would you feel uncomfortable doing the news there, Gina?
I would love nothing more than to do the news live from KCAL 9.
In front of everybody who does news for a living?
Amazing. I wouldn't be embarrassed at all.
All right, folks, let's get into it. It's news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news, baby?
Well, in politics tonight, as the election draws near to a close, the press is grilling the candidates with hard-hitting questions about their past, and this week was no exception. In this piece of audio, Katie Couric asked vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin about her choice of reading materials, and a seemingly overwhelmed Palin responded this way.
All right, what are you reading?
Here we go. And when it comes to establishing your worldview, I was curious, what newspapers and magazines did you regularly read before you were tapped for this to stay informed and to understand the
world? I've read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically? I'm curious that you...
All of them, any of them that have been in front of me over all these years. I have a vast variety.
Why didn't she just name a few? Why didn't she say Time, Newsweek?
FHM.
Yeah, you know, Us.
Mad Magazine.
Yeah, why are the highlights?
Guess why she didn't have a list, Tim?
Because she didn't read any? Is that possible? All right, here we go. It's like two women in a cat fight.
Sources where we get our news to. Alaska isn't a foreign country where it's kind of suggested. It seems like, wow, how could you keep in touch with what the rest of Washington, D.C. may be thinking and doing when you live up there in Alaska? Believe me, Alaska is like a microcosm of America.
You know what she should have said? She should have said, I don't read any of those magazines because they're all full of crap. Newsweek, Time Magazine. They're all just rags that you know, that have crazy leftist writing for them.
And that's the thing.
That's what she should have said.
But you have to admit, if nothing else, Saturday Night Live hit it out of the park with Tina Fey, because that is the exact kind of responses that Palin gave.
Yes, exactly right. There she goes.
I read something about the Bering Strait in FHM, and I'd like to defend them for their news content.
Yeah, I like FHM. You know, FHM doesn't produce a magazine anymore. It's all online.
Really?
I think that's true. Isn't that right?
Yeah, about the beginning of the year, they stopped producing magazines. It's all online.
Oh, man. That's the, I guess, the trend for the future, huh? Reading
online
them online.
Magazines, yeah.
Have you seen a Time magazine lately?
No.
I picked one up. My neighbor irritates me with them because she's like 98, and she reads it, and then she gives it to me with all her, you know, sauces all over it, applesauce and, you know,
hopefully
baby food and all kinds of crap. But she gives it to me afterwards, and I'm like, oh, I hate this magazine. But occasionally when you're on the can, you're like, oh, I'll read something. So I'm leafing through it, and it's like a pamphlet now. It used to be like, you know, like 100 pages. Now it's like 18 pages.
Why is that?
Jesus
Christ. Nobody reads it, so there's no real advertising in it. There's no, you know.
Tim.
It sucks.
This is probably out of place, and you probably don't even need this from me, but when I got a colonoscopy, when you turn 50, you have to get a colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
And my doctor said, don't read magazines on the toilet.
Wait a minute. Randy's not in the booth, and that wasn't a sound effect.
I said, sorry, man.
Wait, he said, don't read magazines on the toilet?
Yeah. He said, it is really
just
important.
On and off?
Yeah. Get on, do what you got to do, and get off.
I try to do that.
And?
No, I'm pretty good. I take enough fiber where I'm like a dog. Uh-huh. You know, I'm literally like 30 seconds. I'm gone.
What kind of
Would
fiber
you call
do
me?
You take? That was me she was talking to. What kind of fiber do you take? Do you do the chewables or the Metamucil liquid?
No, you know what? You're gonna absolutely not believe me, and I'm going to bring the bottle in next week, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I swear to God what I'm about to tell you is true.
Uh-oh.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Kirkland Fiber.
That's the people that make your shirts.
Jesus Christ.
I buy my fiber at Costco, and it's Kirkland Fiber. It is. Yeah. It's great. It's the best fiber ever. You'll enjoy it.
Okay, and, and you mix it with orange juice, so you get the chewables?
No, you mix it with, you know, it's just pill form.
Pill form.
You just swallow it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I also, my doctor said to me, he said, when you're on the toilet, and since we're giving toilet tips, I'll throw out one or two, the best thing to do is keep your back up straight and not lean over, you know, with your elbows on your knees.
Why? What? What does it matter? Why would he say that?
It matters. He says you get more waste coming out of you,
if you
sit straight up.
And Gina, check this out.
And if you elevate your feet, if you have a stool.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
And Gina, but check this out. Check this out, Gina.
What doctors are you guys going to?
But no, this is
true. We're going to witch doctors.
Okay, Gina, think historically.
Eat some bitters with an eye of newt.
Gina, okay, give me
with
one shot at this.
Zebra blood.
Gina, there was not a toilet back when cavemen first started to have the urge to poopy. No toilet, right? Which meant, now how did they poopy? They sat lower.
Right, with their feet
than
up.
They do now, with their feet higher than their heart.
What?
Yes, it's
how
true.
How the hell do you know that?
It's true.
Because I know this caveman who did a commercial for Geico. No, because that's historic. I mean, we did not sit high and poop. We sat low with our knees higher than our heart.
That's absolutely true.
And we pooped into holes.
My doctor told me the same thing.
Well,
that's funny. Your doctor told you the same thing.
Yeah.
Because my grandparents used to have a stool, not in their, like a step stool.
I bet.
Stepping stool in their bathroom. And that was, you put your feet up higher and, enjoy yourself.
The ottoman effect?
Yeah. But that's true. You raise your feet.
I think I'll back you sort of on that, because when I lived in Greece, we did not have the benefit of actual toilets. There was a grate over the floor of the shower. So I guess that's almost the same principle, because you're sitting.
She lost me because I started thinking of her nude over a grate.
Yeah. Spent a lot of time there. It's very hot in Greece.
I don't want to think that Jean ever does that.
Yeah.
I just hope that anything that waste comes out of her just comes through her skin
flies
away.
I'm like Teresa. I what did she say? I excrete like a bullfrog. just sloughs off my skin.
but I also read this stat online the other day. I don't even know where I came across this, but there are 6 billion people on the planet. 6 mm-hmm. billion. 2.6 billion of them don't have a toilet. 2.6 billion out of the 6 billion do not have indoor plumbing and a toilet in their place. Mm. So consider yourself lucky in that apartment.
I do.
Yeah, you're very close. You're very close to being in that group, though.
I'm so close to being
a toilet away from being in the 2.6 billion.
I'm a toilet away from being impoverished.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, in sports news, Raiders owner Al Davis admits it. He was wrong.
Uh-oh.
He claims he should not have hired 31-year-old Lane Kiffin to coach his team last year, and he was wrong to think Kiffin would fall in line if warned sternly enough.
Oh, boy.
So, 4 games into this season, Davis tried to make things right by firing Kiffin yesterday, saying it was with cause, as he accused Kiffin of being a flat-out liar who undermined players, coaches, and Davis himself.
Oh, boy.
Davis then promoted offensive line coach Tom Cable to interim head coach, and no other coaches are expected to be fired. Here we have some audio from Mr. Davis.
All right, here we go. Al Davis firing another head coach.
I called Lane and told him that he no longer is the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, and I'm dismissing him with cause.
Wow.
And
angry, huh?
That I just couldn't go on much longer with the what I would call propaganda, the lying that had been going on for weeks.
Wow.
And months.
What was the lying?
And a year and time. And he had a few questions. He says, does that mean I don't get paid? I said, that's what I'm saying to you.
Jesus Christ. He's really pissed, huh?
You know how when you meet a crazy chick in the club, you know immediately that she's crazy? Long before she proves it.
Yeah.
This guy sounds crazy.
Yeah. He's getting on in age, and he wants a winning team, and he can't tolerate losing. He's like George Steinbrenner. When they find, their club's losing, it drives them absolutely apeshit. All right, we're going to come back with more news with Gina Grad, including men who have suffer from anorexia nowadays?
Manorexia.
Oh, Babu. Yeah. This world's coming to an end. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall, the funniest man in show business, sitting here. Did I read that right?
That's not mine.
Yeah, it is. You're no, writing. The funniest man
Danny
in show
Bonaducci's.
Business. Arsenio, the funniest man in show business. Please read this two or three times per segment. All right, I got it. That was cool. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall, the funniest man in show business, is with us. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. I got it right.
My manager.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. That's right. I nailed it, right?
Yeah. On the money, Tim.
All right. Gino is here doing the news. Gina Grad, always nice to see you, little buddy.
Thank you very much. Well, I have some breaking news for you, for all
what
you
happened?
Sports
what
fans
happened?
Out there.
Right.
For you Angelinos. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 7-2 in Game 1 in Chicago. This just in, it just happened. We're going to give them a little round of applause. It's good stuff.
I whistle like a chick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like you're missing a tooth.
You know, I was at home. I was home watching that game, and I couldn't leave. It was such a great game. I can't remember the last time the Dodgers had like a nice, easy playoff game, you know, where they won 7-2 in their control for the last, like, four or five innings. I don't remember the last time that happened. Even in 1988, they struggled through that series. You know, they struggled with the Mets and also with the A's.
I wonder if this is the first time anybody ever zoned out on the piano solo while you talk sports.
Well, it is the Peanuts, Arsenio.
He is playing the hell out of them pianos.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dodgers up 1-0, and it is the best of five, so they just need two more wins, and they move on. And they move on to play, I don't know, they'll either play, New York or whoever else is in the playoffs. All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
Wow, not a brain cell between us.
Yeah, thanks for the help, too. You know?
Hey.
Now, in my defense, you know it's just a phone call away, but I can't help you.
I know. Gina Grad's father is a great sportscaster for KNX. He's been doing it for, what, 30, 40 years?
Yeah, and at KNX probably 17 years.
But his whole life he's been with sports.
Whole life, sports, yeah.
And you literally don't know anything about sports.
No. In fact, as I recall during the break, I tried to make you guys explain to me the difference between the National and the American League.
Yeah, and you had Christ. Never heard of a DH before.
A guy can
what's a DH?
Just bat?
Yeah, designated hitter.
Oh, yeah, no.
You've never heard that before.
I mean, I haven't. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
D-Gate.
Could you name the California football teams in the NFL?
Yeah, I think I can.
You could? Let's roll through.
San Diego Chargers.
Right.
I used to call them the Colts. That's not right.
Yeah, that'd be wrong.
Okay. San Diego Chargers, Oakland Raiders, and the San Francisco 49ers.
Hey!
Thank you
Look
very
at
much.
You.
Thank you very much.
What a date.
You think you can name the baseball teams?
Yeah.
You could?
Yeah.
Wait, Arsenio, we got to make this interesting.
Okay, I got 20.
I got a dollar
like Dan.
Here.
A dollar?
Yeah.
Wait, which side am I on?
Well, you pick the side.
Okay.
You think she can name them all or not
I
name
am
them
pro
all?
Pro Gina, usually in most situations.
She can name them all?
Yes.
I say she cannot.
For 20.
For 20?
Yes.
I'm looking at it right now. I'll go 20.
Tim, all the cheese pressure. You got in the bank and you pretending to be frugal. Stop. 20,
all right, I'll
man,
go 20.
Let's go.
All right, 20. Okay. I say you cannot name them.
Okay.
All of them?
All the baseball teams in California. Okay. Do you have the baseball music, like Take Me Out to the Ball
Game?
This is Charlie Brown baseball music.
Okay.
You know, there's a Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
For people who don't know, you have the other Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay, thanks. All right. All right, Gina, let's go.
Do I have to? Can I just say their nickname?
No, you got to say the city and the name of the team.
Hey, Randy, it's on the new Nas CD.
Here we go. There we go. Fantastic. All right.
Who has me?
I am betting because you are Steve Grad's daughter, and because I never bet against Gina, I am betting that you will name all of the baseball teams in the state of California.
That's not smart, Arsenio.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I need that 20, too.
I need that 20. All right.
I'm going out to have drinks after the show, and I need that 20.
Come on, Gina, bring it.
All right. The LA Dodgers.
Boom, one of them. There you go.
Yes.
The Angels.
Come on, girl. Okay. Come on.
We won't even... Anaheim, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Please.
All right, L-A-A.
For a bonus, can I give you the name of the Anaheim hockey team?
No.
Okay.
No bonus.
What a mean contestant.
Okay, bonus.
Okay.
The Ducks.
There you
used
go.
To be called the Mighty Ducks.
That's exactly right.
And they used to be
right.
Green and yellow, and now they're... Purple and black, I think. Silver.
Let's stop.
Okay.
Yeah, just yeah,
let's. After. give me.
Purple and black.
Padres. San Diego. Yeah.
San Diego Padres. That is correct. You have.
My girl.
Some left.
And.
I think
give
we
me a
set
second.
Tim up.
I might be wrong. Uh-huh. I'm just going to go for it. Oakland A's.
That is correct.
I got some lap dance tips.
Oh,
I got
God,
some
wait,
lap
wait, wait, wait.
I'm going to make it rain. I'm going to make it rain.
One more team.
Oh, God, this is so scary.
Come on, don't blow it for me.
I know they're in San Francisco.
Right.
2 hours from now, I'll be making like Lil Wayne. If you'll just do this.
I'm already pulling out the 20.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I think it might be wrong because I think this is actually a football team, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Right. I got this money in my hand. I'm going to pick it up if you do this right. Wait, hear this? You hear this?
There it is.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay, I laid it back down, but I'm going to pick it up if you do the right thing.
What do you
thing.
Got? San Francisco?
You split that with me, Arsenio?
Yes, baby.
San
please,
Francisco
please,
what?
Just bring it home.
Giants?
Yes! That is fantastic. All right. Now, you know...
Oh, my God.
Now, Gina,
I'm having hot flashes.
Okay, now, Gina, you know that I'm very, very good at getting information from people, right?
Yeah.
Very tenacious about it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to ask you this once.
Okay.
And if you lie, I'll say on the show every night from now until I leave or you leave the station that Gina Grad's alive.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like the station ID. If
yes.
You, oh, wow.
Okay. Did anybody whisper anything into your headphones?
Tim, I cannot tell a lie. No.
Okay, oh, excellent. Ooh. All right, Gina Grad, everybody.
Okay.
Good for you, baby. That's
thank
great. You.
You
know the teams.
How would it have affected me if she cheated?
I think it would the bet would have been voided. But I still wouldn't have taken 20 from
you. I'm dizzy. Feels good.
Is worse than
victory
the AIG
suite.
Situation.
All right, Gina, what else is going on in the news there?
Can we please get back to something serious?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
What do you got?
Well, there is an epidemic in this country regarding a new men's mental health crisis. It is male anorexia, uh-oh, also referred to as manorexia. It seems that eating disorders are becoming almost as prevalent in men as they are in women, as men are beginning to speak out about their behavioral problems and control issues. And here an expert from the early show explains what the problem might be attributed to.
All right, manorexia.
Yes.
Here we go, everybody.
All of the fancy photographs of men that we see in magazines and in the movies and in advertisements make men feel very insecure, just the way they make women feel insecure. They are setting standards for what we are all supposed to look like.
Sweetheart, are you effing kidding me that you think men are looking at a magazine where they see like a good looking guy who's in shape and we're jealous of that?
Jesus Christ.
Is that possible?
It is possible.
Guys don't give a rat's ass. I don't think they do, ma'am.
Arsenio.
No. Arsenio, you've never looked at a magazine, saw a guy who's like built, and you're like, man, I wish I was that guy.
When I'm holding a magazine, I am reading it.
I mean, look at Randy in there. You're not jealous of these guys, are you?
Actually, I am.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, I think it's pretty real.
I look at Matt Damon, and I just want to be him.
All right, Randy Wang, in a couple weeks, starts his brand new show on weekends. And he's doing like a Meryl Schindler type show. He's reviewing fast food joints.
Yeah.
I'm the fast food dude.
Yeah,
but
fast food dude.
Here's a quick little tip for Randy. They can't all be Jack in the Box or people will catch on.
Hey, I've got tips for every fast food joint.
Okay. All right, Gina, what else is going on in the news?
Well, finally tonight, filmmaker Michael Moore has released his new movie about voting called Slacker Uprising, just in time for the election this year. This movie follows Moore as he travels to 60 American cities urging people to register to vote and, you know, vote Democrat while you're at it.
Sure.
The movie featured various cameos as well. Cameos from celebrities like Michael Stipe, Joan Baez, and Eddie Vedder. And in this bit of audio, comedian and Michael Moore supporter Roseanne Barr gives a very emotional speech about the Bush administration.
All right, here we go. Roseanne.
04.
'04. Okay. All right. Thank you, Robin.
Yeah.
All right.
No, 2004, Tim. My God.
I thought you meant Cart 4.
'04.
Okay, here we go. This is Roseanne Barr, everybody.
And so what if our students are number 17th on the world's literacy scores? Our military rocks!
Yes!
We're number one! The world is our bitch and we'll bust a cap in her ass if she don't do what we say!
Yes!
That was, of course, the climactic ending.
I love that woman, Roseanne. Mm. Yeah, she called me an a-hole on the air.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
Before you all did work together?
Yeah, before we started doing the consolidated thing. But we were down at the backstage of the Grammys, and she was going to, I think it was myself and Steckler.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Steckler or Whitman. No, was it Whitman?
It was Steckler.
I think it was Steckler. Yeah, it was Steckler.
It was Steckler because Whitman was sick that day.
And she was coming up, and I said, "Hey, everybody, Roseanne Barr." And she goes, "It's Roseanne, you a-hole." And she used the whole term.
Oh.
And Steckler went ape-ess on her. And he goes, you don't talk to him like that. You know, you're not peddling. You know, you went berserk on it.
You're leaving, bitches.
Yeah, but those are before we got together and did consolidated spots. So,
yeah. You know,
all right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
That's what's going on.
All right.
Tim.
The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
You know, say what you will about Michael Bolton, the man can write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
All right, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday,
and we're
live on 97.1 FM Talk.
That's your grip, taking you on a trip. Ain't no seats. All we got, there's a seat. Leave the worries behind. The plane shines. Won't mind. We're riding on the cruise line tonight.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every single Wednesday on 97.1 FM Talk.
And hey, you know what, man? I'm just concerned. Do I look thin enough?
For a manorexia? You look fine, man.
Okay.
Was that a little throw-up on your collar?
Yes. I felt weird, and I went in the bathroom, and I figured I would.
Oh, Bubba.
Okay.
All right, folks. Before we press on with the show, we have a young lady who is in front of us here, and I've known her for probably 4 years or so. And she helps us out making sure that the whole office is clean. You know, Kayla Sachs from K-Earth and everything in here. And she comes in every night. The sweetest, nicest woman I think that has ever graced this building.
She just wiped some of that vomit off my shirt.
Yeah, she's
and I
great.
Didn't even, I didn't even know I had it on. And she says, "Come here." And she wiped the vomit right off my
yes,
shirt.
Yes, and her name is Maria Sanchez. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming
nice
by.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, how long have you been working in this building?
13 years.
Yes. And they just told you that they're cutting back the budget, and Monday is your last day?
Yes, that's my last day.
Monday's your last day?
Yes.
They're not giving you 2 weeks' notice, or they're not giving you any severance pay or anything?
No.
No.
Jesus
All right,
Christ.
This might, you know, drive the people here at CBS crazy that I'm doing this on the air, but, you know, this is, again, everybody here knows, Randy and Gina will confirm this. This lady is always in a great mood. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do it. And you don't have to tell me if you know if there's anything involved, but you're always in a great mood. You're never, you know, you always are interested in what people are doing. You always have a smile on your face.
No matter what would happen to me in family court, I'd walk in here on a Wednesday
yeah.
and see that smile. Say, I just left Alec Baldwin in the parking lot downtown on Hill Street. But, oh, look at her smile. I'm happy again.
But do you have any plans on what you're going to do when you leave on Monday? Any job opportunities?
Maybe.
Yeah, a couple or Okay. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give out Maria's phone number here. And that's okay to give out your cell phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you want, and you also do private houses as well. You come come over and clean, and you're very, very good at what you do. My daughter absolutely loves Maria. Every time she sees her, she says, "Oh, Maria," and you always, you know, you say, "Hi, Sophia," and you're just the greatest lady when it comes to my daughter. I can never thank you enough for that. Yeah, you really, have you known her since she was born? And she's going to be three come Sunday.
Now, Maria, how is your English? Because he's saying really cool things, and I want to make sure you're getting all of them.
Not so much English, but you know.
All right. Well, you know, you can take this home. Someone will translate it for
you. Okay, thank you.
But if you're looking for the nicest lady who cleans houses as well, you'll do apartment buildings and also office buildings. And you work in Los Angeles, but the San Fernando Valley too?
Yes.
And where do you live? What part of L.A.?
I live in here on Wilshire and Western.
And Wilshire and Western?
Yes.
Okay. But you get around and you work. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a phone number here, and then we're going to post it up on our MySpace as well. If you want the nicest lady to come over and help you out. She's great with kids. She loves what she does. She always has a smile on her face. Because of budget troubles, in some sectors of show business, radio, they're letting some people go. And I think it's a shame to let somebody with such a great spirit as you have go, because you really do bring a lot of smiles to a lot of people here at CBS. So here is Maria's phone number, and if you need some help, I recommend her. Before I recommend almost anybody else, maybe with the exception of my grandmother my wife's grandmother. She's very good with kids too, and she would hate to see that. I was putting her in second place. But her name is Maria Sanchez, and I'm going to give you a phone number right now, and that's your phone number, right?
Yes.
The 213.
No, that's my number.
I'm sorry.
The other one. The other 213. The second 213 is hers.
All right, write this number down, and I hope that somebody calls her and has a job for her. And I hope that we hear maybe in the next couple of days that you have a great job. And I wish I had the money to hire you full time and to keep you around, because I really will miss you you're not here. I really will.
Thank you.
I really look forward to seeing this woman every night. And she's not going to be around come Monday. And that sucks. I really feel bad for you. And I feel bad for everybody here, because you are an outstanding woman.
Why don't you translate "that sucks"?
but it really does. It's terrible. But if you're looking for an outstanding lady who could use a break, and she's looking for employment, and she's very, very good at what she does, and exceptional with kids, and I would recommend her. I'll give you an AAAA++++, and I'd do business with you again if we were on eBay.
And she also has great comedic timing. Remember one of the first times you and I worked together, she did a bit with us where she came in and actually did her work while we did the show, which meant vacuuming.
Yes, exactly.
And all kind of loud clanging, and she's very funny.
And we've had Maria out of the house, and you do an amazing job. You're an amazing woman. And if everybody had somebody like you working for them, the world would be a better place.
So, boy, she's funny and she clean. This is like taking Hazel and Sarah Silverman and like
exactly. That's exactly right.
I mean, this is great. What a woman.
So call Maria. And see, maybe you got a job for, maybe you're looking for somebody, you're looking for some help around the house. I absolutely recommend her to anybody, especially if you got kids. You're great with kids. Her name is Maria Sanchez. I'm going to give you a phone number here, and then we're going to post it on MySpace. So if you got a pen, write this down: 213-519-4618. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And we're going to tell you the same thing we tell people who call here for Gina. If you don't make $100,000, don't even pick up the phone.
Yes.
We want her to have a great employer.
Yeah.
We want her to work for a wonderful person.
And she's been here 13 years. She's very dedicated.
I think
I don't remember you ever missing work. I mean, you're a super, super human being. And I feel, I honestly, I feel like there's an empty pit in my stomach that you're not going to be around come Monday. I really do. 213-519-4618. That's 213-519-4618. Call Maria. And if you're looking for somebody who really is great with kids and loves to help out around the house, she is the best. You can also go to myspace.com/Conway Show, and you'll find it in the blog section, myspace.com/Conway Show. And I want to keep in touch with you. I'm not just saying that, but I really do. I mean, I really I would miss you not being around here, but you know, we'll see each other once in a while. And Maria does come out of the house. She really is great. I can't recommend her high enough. 213-519-4618. 213-519-4618. And if CBS yells at me for doing this on the air, then what can I do? You know, I get yelled at.
Tomorrow we'll get on the air and we'll give out your number.
Yeah, if you want an a-hole around your house who loves to smoke, call my number. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you so
much. You're a beautiful, wonderful woman. Maria Sanchez, 213-519-4618. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every single Wednesday.
Yeah,
single Wednesday.
Are you excited about what's happening tomorrow night? And are you worried that for the first time, friends and loved ones might not listen to Jesse Jackson because they're watching Governor Palin? It's an event. That's event television tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't know where. Are you going to watch it or are you going to have a party for it?
I'm going to be listening to you.
You're going to have a whole Palin party?
No, I'm going to be listening to you and I'm going to TiVo that.
Okay.
And then later on, I'm going to watch it and see how she did.
I think I'm going to have to, I don't know, I'm going to have to sit on the edge of the couch watching that. I'm very nervous for her.
I am too. I brought relatives I got heroin addict relatives in Ohio that I brought in. They're going to come in. We're going to sit and do heroin and watch.
I don't think that she is, and I'm a Republican too, I don't think she's qualified. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems that she is not the perfect person for the job. I don't know.
You're stupid.
Yeah, that's possible too. All right, if you want to chime in on this Palin big debate tomorrow, she's debating Senator Liar. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Senator Biden. I always get that guy confused. No, I'm just kidding.
Joe Isuzu.
Joe Biden. Any predictions of what's going to happen tomorrow in the Biden-Palin big, huge debate? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. Your predictions, what's going to happen tomorrow, Sarah Palin and Joe Biden going head-to-head, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It does seem like a mismatch, you know? It does seem like a Tyson's, you know,
okay, Tim,
Tyson's fighting a third grader.
Not to be argumentative and always seem to be on the other side that you're on, but in this situation, I think it's rope-a-dope time if you underestimate her. I've seen her in debates. If you go on the internet, you can find old ones from the gubernatorial debates, and she is good and clever and likable.
I hope so, but she's going up against a real pro. Now, the LA Times is reporting this, and I'm not making this up. This is the LA Times reporting this.
Okay.
And I don't even think it was in the opinion section. Mm-hmm. They're reporting that Joe Biden is going to have a debate with Sarah Palin tomorrow. And then by October 6th, which is, or 7th, mm-hmm. which is, I believe, is Monday?
Mm-hmm. 7th is Tuesday.
Tuesday. That Joe Biden will be pulling out as the vice presidential candidate and Hillary Clinton will be sliding in there.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, you're once again getting your news from FHM.
LA Times.
LA Times.
LA really? Times is reporting that, yeah. They said there's a lot of chatter about it. There's a lot of emails going around. And it looks like, at least according to the Los Angeles Times, and again, I'm not sure if that was an opinion piece I read or not.
But Tim, why would this be necessary with Obama doing so well in the polls? There's no
because
reason
they're
to
still
change
worried,
anything.
They're still worried about it.
Really?
Yeah.
They're predicting that he'll kill. I mean, even Ohio.
I know, they're still predicting. But there's still the big, you know, there's that factor you talk about, that white factor, you know?
Yeah.
He's got to be, you know.
Or it's not even a white factor. It's a, I'm really not ready for the black guy to run the country factor. Yeah. And some black people have that.
I know, I know.
Some crabs in a barrel. Some black people who pull other black people down.
Yeah, remember when they said, you know, that it's not time for black guys to be stand-up comics, and you you broke right through that glass ceiling.
I remember. I we'll go into that one then.
All right, let's talk to James in Chatsworth. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Can I get some snow?
If I had any, I'd give you some. There he goes. Let's talk to Peter in Echo Park. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim. Hey. I have to say that was the weirdest thing I've ever heard on the radio when you were talking about the woman that loses her job after being with CBS for 13 years.
Yes.
I mean, you're a Republican. You don't see the connect between corporate capitalism and how it kills people. And then the woman works for 13 years, and then at least she has Tim Conway to say that she would be good with
help. Hey, wait, just excuse me, you guys. Look, I'm going to step out of the room because I don't want to get any blood on me.
All right. Peter, are you saying that the Republicans are responsible for every bad thing that happens in this country?
I didn't say Republicans. I said corporate capitalism.
Corporate capitalism.
I say Democrats and Republicans are pretty much the same thing.
The same people. Okay, so corporations are terrible.
I'm saying that.
Are you saying that yes or no?
Well, I'm going to answer you.
Well, answer yes or no. Do you think corporations are terrible?
I think what they did to the woman after.
Yes or no?
Please don't give me a political answer.
I think
CBS is horrible for doing what they did to the woman.
It's not CBS. She doesn't work for CBS. She works for the building.
Oh, all right. I was.
Peter, what do you do for a living?
I'm in a wheelchair. I have a disability.
What's a disability?
I have spondylolisthesis of the lumbar, and it's difficult for me to see.
Now it all makes sense. I would be as pissed as you are if I was in a wheelchair, and I would be angry and calling talk radio all the time as well.
Well, you just changed the subject.
I'm just telling you.
You just changed
the subject. I'm pissed off, and I'm not in a wheelchair.
If I was
in a wheelchair,
I'd be
homicidal.
Between the economy and what... I mean, capitalism is killing people. Look at the headline of the newspaper yesterday.
Right, so what's the alternative? Well, socialism?
Well, it would be to get rid of Wall Street, get rid of investment bankers.
All right, would you rather live in a communist country?
Well, you're always saying that. Has anyone ever lived in a communist country? Do you know anything about communism?
Do you know anything about what Marx wrote about the...
You know,
are you pro-communist?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, look, you got 1%.
If we raise enough money...
You're making off well with capitalism.
Hey, listen to me.
Capitalism.
Peter, I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well with capitalism. If we raise enough money to fly you to Cuba, would you move there?
You know what? It's just,
yes or no?
You want to know what Cuba was like before 1959? You want to talk sense about Batista?
Do you want to move there or not?
They have a high literacy rate, and they have free health care. They don't have Kaiser
in Cuba.
Why don't you move there?
Why don't you move there?
Well,
why don't you go to North Korea if you think it's so great?
That's the typical answer that Republicans give.
What's the typical response?
Do you know how better Cuba is doing than Argentina and Chile, where capitalism has just ruined those economies and the
capitalism
corporate greed?
Do you know the history of Latin America? Listen to me. Do you understand that listen to me, Peter. You understand that capitalism motivates people to go to work every day.
I understand that woman got fired after 13 years for work.
People get fired.
I bet she got fired from CBS, too.
She doesn't work for CBS.
I bet.
I guarantee she doesn't work for CBS now.
Viacom, CBS.
Yeah, she doesn't work for CBS.
There's three companies that own all the radio stations in the country now.
Yeah, Clear Channel.
And Viacom.
And then
you get Tom Likas on every freaking station across the country. Don't even have original hosts.
Yeah. So, Peter, what's wrong?
It's a bad idea.
All right. So you think we should move closer towards socialism?
Yeah. I think there should be.
If somebody makes $1 million in this country, how much should they pay in taxes?
I think that there should be a much more.
If somebody makes $1 million in this country, what should they pay in taxes every year?
I paid $500,000 last year.
If somebody makes $1 million, Peter, what should they pay in taxes?
I don't even understand what the question is.
Tell me, if you're into socialism and communism, should it be 80%? Should it be 90%?
I think that to have billionaires pay the same amount for a speeding ticket that I have to, there's something wrong with there being no sliding scale at all.
Right, so there should be a sliding scale.
Yeah, what they have is a very deep division of wealth in this country. And
what if
really
somebody makes $100,000 a year, should
you,
they, should they pay
$70,000? You have people on Wall Street like playing these games with people's lives.
Peter, you don't answer any of these questions because you
can't.
But
you wouldn't want to live in Cuba under Batista, would you?
No, listen, I wouldn't want to
live... my question for
I don't
you.
Want to live in Cuba at all. I hate communism.
Well, you hate Spanish.
But I don't hate Spanish, you idiot. But, Peter, listen to me. If somebody
I'm
makes...
I'm an idiot.
Well, it sounds like you are.
Wait, we're going to need Gwen, Gwen Feifel in here.
I'm just so surprised at the things you're saying tonight.
I know.
About
Peter, please. Then why do you listen to the show? Why do you listen to something else?
Well, I like the show.
No, don't listen anymore. Please.
I like the show, but I can't get over it.
I'll come over tonight and pick up your radio and give you a TV set. You'll enjoy yourself.
Well,
Peter, listen to me.
That's it.
If you have 100,000...
You don't make any clear case for that woman getting fired after 13 years. You couldn't possibly think that.
I say it's disgusting that she's getting fired, and that's why I put her on the air.
She's become someone's housekeeper after 13 years.
That's what she does for a living. She works on weekends as well for people in homes. I mean, she
has no security after 13 years.
I mean, think of all the people that are victims of this system. But, Peter, what is the answer then?
You're comfortable, and it doesn't bother you that people have to live in these kind of conditions.
How do you know what bothers me and what doesn't bother me?
I just heard that it was this total disconnect.
First of all, I don't even believe you're in a wheelchair.
Why she was fired? What?
I don't even believe you're in a wheelchair.
Tim, let's go a different route. Let's go a different route.
Gina, is this guy in a wheelchair?
He is. He was. He came down to Commerce one time. He was great, but yes, he is in a wheelchair.
All right. Now, Peter, if you made $100,000 in this country, how much should you pay in taxes? I want an answer, or else we're going to hang up on you.
I see the whole money system is just a weird thing.
Peter, answer this question, or the next thing you're going to hear is the dial tone. If you make $100,000 a year in this country, how much should you pay in taxes?
I don't know if it's on the same subject. It just,
have you ever thought about it?
What?
Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah, like 20%. How's that?
20%?
25.
Then you know what? That's lower than what it is now.
Yeah.
So you're actually
Where's all that money going?
You're for Bush's tax cuts, but only bigger.
You don't understand about money. What do you do after you make $100,000? Like when you make $1 million, what do you need that for? I don't understand this greed. You need like more than $1 million?
Yeah, people like money.
It's just soulless.
I know it's soulless,
and then
but it happens.
It directs you to start saying things like, why don't you go live in Cuba? And that's all. You don't know anything about communism.
I know. Well, you love communism. It sounds like you're very well educated and
capitalism is very unfair. And what it does to the rest of the world, it's 1% that have all the wealth, 99% that live in poverty.
Yeah, well, what has communism done for the world?
Money on the stock exchange.
What has communism done for the world?
A communism, where was it ever applied? The closest places it's been applied is democratic socialist places like Denmark and Switzerland, places that have the highest standard of living in the world.
Can't you see communism from Governor Palin's house?
All right, Peter.
I mean, we're in big trouble. We're in a lot of trouble, and it comes down to that woman that needs you to say on the air, get me a job, at least somewhere around the house.
Tim, you did something really nice, and you get nailed.
13 years.
I did something very
nice. I'm not saying you just, I said, what about all the other people that lose their jobs every day?
We're about to give out their numbers. We got all the numbers to give out.
You don't even see the connect.
We can't
because you're comfortable.
No, we can't do something for everybody.
He's not that comfortable.
Peter, please, please stop listening to the show.
Killing the country and it's destroying the world.
No, guys like you who are probably
heartless.
Getting high all
Nothing
the time.
About me.
You're the ones that are ruining the world.
You can't understand why she lost her job.
Is North Korea North Korea a better place to live?
North Korea is a horrible dictatorship.
Yes,
and so is China.
Now we're on the same page. All right, Peter, please. No more guys that love communism calling the show.
In North Korea, would they have kept Kim Kardashian on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. If you love communism, then call, I don't know, call KFI or KBC and argue with those guys. All right, we got to take a break here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.